This is the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast, hosted by Evangelist Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society. This is Mrs. Marika White, the wife of Daniel White III. He has preached the gospel around the world in over 25 countries and across the United States for over 35 years. I have witnessed him doing this over 27 years of marriage. Right now, he's going to help us understand the true meaning of God's great salvation through Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast. This is episode number 73. I am your host, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to explain what it means to be saved from sin, the punishment of sin, the power of sin, and the punishment of sin through Jesus Christ. And the punishment of sin is eternal hell. In fact, the eternal burning hell. This podcast is primarily for non-believers and some new believers, and it will help you understand what it means to be saved from hell and have a home in heaven, as well as the blessings of the abundant Christian life. Dear friends, God made salvation simple. However, down through the years, many people, including some preachers and other Christians, have made the matter of salvation complicated and confusing. I know from my own experience of growing up in churches all of my life that many people would get saved if someone would sit down with them and share with them straightforwardly from the Holy Bible what it really means to get saved, to trust Christ as Savior, and to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. That is what I intend to do with this podcast. So, beloved, let's start out by reading the Word of God. The Holy Bible says in 1 John 5:11-13, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Today's God's great salvation quote is from Dr. C.S. Lewis. He said, I am trying here to prevent anyone from saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him, that is Jesus Christ. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus Christ said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come up with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Beloved, our topic today is the text that made salvation plain and clear to Charles Haddon Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers of all time. He is called by preachers the Prince of Preachers. Part 4 from the fine book, Salvation Crystal Clear, Book 1 by Dr. Curtis Hudson. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who divided history into B.C. and A.D. is either the world's greatest con artist or the savior of the world. Jesus Christ is either the most fantastic liar that ever walked on this earth, or he is what he claimed to be, the Son of God. And what he said is absolutely true. Now, you must decide that for yourself. I have decided he was not a con artist, that he is the Savior. I have decided that he wasn't a liar, that he did tell the truth. But you must decide for yourself. If he did tell the truth, then we must face what he said. And he plainly said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That needs no interpretation. It just needs to be read and accepted. Acts 4:12 in the Holy Bible declares, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Over and over and over again, the Bible makes it plain that Jesus is the Savior of the world. John 3:16, the best known verse in the Bible, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:18 says, he that believeth on him, the Son, is not condemned, not under sentence. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Jesus is the Savior. The Holy Bible says in 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That is as plain as it can be. It doesn't say he that hath the church hath life. It doesn't say he that hath the Baptist label hath life. It doesn't say he that hath baptism hath life. It doesn't say he that hath a good moral life hath life. It doesn't say he that is honest hath life. It says he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That word, hath, is an important word. Don't you ever forget it. One is a Christian because of what he has, not because of what he does. What must one have in order to be a millionaire? You say money, and you are right. But to be a millionaire, one must have a specific amount of money. He must have $1 million. Very simple, isn't it? Everybody understands that. It is not what one does, nor how one lives that makes him a millionaire. It is not what one promises to do in the future that makes him a millionaire. It is what one has that makes him a millionaire. The key word, the hinge, is have. Have, not do. Now let me ask you a simple question. So simple that many well-meaning people stumble over it. What must one have to be a Christian? He must have Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. Jesus Christ is the source of salvation. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue this topic, the text that made salvation plain and clear to Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your free gift of salvation by your grace, your mercy, your love, and your sacrifice, Lord Jesus. Help everyone under the sound of my voice believe on the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can have eternal life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and the free pardon of your sins, and you want to get to know him today, you want to be saved today, please believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and I'm quoting the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, the Word of God, the Bible. And you will be saved. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. It's just that simple. Until next time, my beloved, thank God for his simple, wonderful, great salvation. May God bless you real good.